Hello, and welcome to the Hempville CBD Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Cooey. I'm an entrepreneur in the cannabis industry with my business, Hempville CBD. This podcast is dedicated to educating you on CBD and how it can positively impact your life. Also, we'll feature professionals in the cannabis market and share their expertise in the marketplace. Join us on this enlightening journey that will enrich your appreciation of the dynamic cannabis marketplace. Follow us at hempvillecbd.com, and as always, there's an open invitation to come visit us at the store in South Haven, Mississippi. Now, let's get to it. Hello, and welcome to the Hempville CBD Podcast. My name is Ben Cooey, owner and operator of the store Hempville CBD in South Haven, Mississippi, and also the website, hempvillecbd.com. Across the table from me is Derek Michaud. He's the man, he's my producer, and he's the man that makes everything work. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Good to have you here again. I mean, we're on a roll, man. We're every Friday.
Right? Oh, I love it because it's working.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the main thing. But today, I picked a very serious topic to talk about, and that's cannabinoids and cancer. And before we get into it, I want to do a little house cleaning first. And one, if you are a business or if you have a message that you want to get out and you live in the North Mississippi area or even farther, you need to contact this guy, Derek Michaud. His production studio is SRP Productions. And I'm telling you, I've been doing this for 14 weeks, and it has done wonders for my business. I mean, what it allows to do, the old advertisements such as newspaper and radio and stuff, I mean, they work, but it's basically you're throwing a net and you're just hoping you're hitting the right type of customer base for your business. Where this pinpoints it down, but what it does, just like what happened in the other room, it's allowing me to engage with my customers that don't come in the store. Like the guy I met in the other room, he said he's listening to every one and how it's helping him.
Yeah.
But we'll get into this with some of the stories that we have today.
Well, thank you for that, Ben. I appreciate that testimonial. That's awesome.
But I mean, it's just true. It's the new way to advertise. It's the new way to get your message out. And it's a way for you to engage with customers that normally would not walk through your door.
Yeah.
So it gives you a longer reach. And if you're in business and you're not doing this, then you're missing the boat and you're falling behind. And I just encourage anybody, you need to give this guy a call, because I've been in business for 4.5 years, and it took me 4.5 years to find him. I don't think he was here half that time, but he finally moved to Hernando. I found out somebody who could do the work, and it's done great. So
SRP, I appreciate it. SRPStudiosLLC.com.
Yes, SRPStudiosLLC.com.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Before we get into this, I just want to kind of set the stage. One, I'm not a doctor. The cannabis and the cannabinoids we're going to talk about, they do not cure cancer.
Well, this is weird. Why did you give me a physical last week?
No. But they do not cure cancer. They help with the side effects. So I don't want anybody to misrepresent what we say and think, right, oh, we're giving them false hope. The other thing is, this is going to be a two-part series. Today, we're going to talk about what I've researched, what I found in medical studies, what I've seen in articles, and just my basic knowledge of the cannabinoids and how they all kind of come together. Part two, next week, I'm actually bringing somebody in who had leukemia and cured himself of leukemia when the doctors could not. Now, he didn't use cannabis, so you might be wondering, well, why are you bringing him on the show if he didn't use cannabis? Because cancer is such a serious illness that, and to answer the question, why did I choose cannabis to talk about? Well, if you don't have cancer, you know somebody who's had it or who has it currently or who has died from it. Everybody does. Because I went to the American Cancer Society website and started pulling numbers, and the numbers just shocked me. I did not know one out of every two women will have cancer sometime in their life. That's 50%.
Wow. Yeah, that's insane.
That's super high. And one out of every three men will have cancer sometime in their life. That's 33%. I mean, it's lower than the women, but that's still way too high. Also, in 2022, and these are the most recent numbers, because usually when we're talking numbers for the United States dealing with illnesses or other things, they lag about a year behind. So the 2023 numbers haven't come out yet. Mm-hmm. But in 2022, there was 1.9 million new cancer cases, not total cancer cases, just new cancer cases for that year. That's a huge amount. And also, you know, we talked about fentanyl, how bad fentanyl is, and it's killing over 100,000 people a year. Cancer is killing over 600,000 people per year. I mean, that's huge. That would be taking the fentanyl problem that we have today, which is out of control, and multiplying it times six. So cancer is a big deal, and that's why I picked this to talk about. Also, it's personal because my brother-in-law, who's also part owner in the business Hempville CBD, he used to be a doctor, and he had to retire from that job because he developed brain cancer and he can no longer work. And so it's personal in that respect also, because we are trying to do research, because we're afraid, even though he's going to the doctor, he's been through chemo, he's done all these things, standard medical field treatment, it just doesn't seem to work, or it doesn't work. It's not it doesn't work efficiently enough. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at other options, and that's why we're doing it. So let's get into this. Cannabis. Cannabis has over 300, you know, we talk about these cannabinoids and the work they do. And we've probably only talked about five or six of them. We've talked about THCA, THC, Delta 9, Delta 8, CBD, CBG, CBN, probably less than 10. That plant has over 300 cannabinoids in it. Now, these cannabinoids are of great interest to pharmacology science. The big pharma is looking at these things, and they're trying to put them in their medications to see if they're going to help. And that's not a new thing. Actually, the synthetic THC was approved by the FDA to be put in medications over 30 years ago. And the medications they're in are certain cancer medications and seizure medications. One of them, and please forgive me if I pronounce these things wrong, dronabinol. It has the THC in it. However, here's the downfall of these medications. I mean, they do have side effects that we're going to get into later, but that only has THC in it. And we know from the prior podcast and things I've said that these cannabinoids feed off each other. So if you can get the right combination, let's say, and we're starting to see that with CBD. CBD used to just be a CBD gummy and that's it. Now they're mixing CBD with CBG with a little THC and a little CBC or CBN in it. You're getting a much different and more powerful effect.
Yeah, well, you explained in a previous episode that the THC allows your body to absorb more of the CBD.
Correct. And so, you know, pharmacology is looking at this going, okay, instead of using one compound, what combination could we use? And dronabinol, the medications they have, just have the one. So, you know, looking at cannabis as a whole separate from the medication, maybe you can mix other cannabinoids and get a more powerful effect. And that's what they're looking at. And that's what I encourage people to do. Also with cannabis, you'll hear several times in this podcast, like I said, cannabis or these cannabinoids do not cure cancer, but the side effects from cancer, which is nausea, vomiting, intense pain from the chemo.
Appetite
loss. And appetite loss is huge because with the appetite loss, you're losing body tissue as well. And it's making your body weaker and more susceptible to give in to the cancer. Also with anxiety, of course, you're going to have anxiety. If I had cancer, God forbid I don't, but if I did, I'd be thinking about it all the time. My anxiety would be through the roof. I probably wouldn't be able to sleep. And they usually cancer patients are taking separate medications for each one of these illnesses. And the beauty of cannabis is it takes care of all those with one, you know, one medication, cannabis. Also, And this is where we kind of get into a little bit of the science with cancer. And this is where I'll probably start mispronouncing some words. Do you know what cachexia is?
I have no idea.
Okay. It happens with people who have cancer a lot. And what that is it's the loss of lean body tissue. 50 to 80% of the people who have certain types of cancer, I mean, anybody can get this, but it's more commonly found in pancreatic cancer, lung cancer, and prostate cancer. 50 to 80% of the people who have those type of cancers get cachexia. Now, what cachexia is the loss of lean body tissue, muscle, and it's due to loss of appetite. Now, part of the reason this happens is because, of course, you're going to lose your appetite through chemo and some of the treatments that you have. But it builds on top of itself. And here's a reason why. Your immune system, it produces these proteins. When you have cancer, your immune system starts overproducing these proteins called cytokines. These cytokines, it's doing it to help fight the cancer. But the drawback to this is cytokines, or they're called cytokines, I'm sorry, they actually spur or increase the cachexia in your body, meaning you're going to eat less and less, your body's going to deteriorate even quicker. And so we need a way to fight that. And you can take the dronabinol, which is going to spur your appetite, but it has side effects as well. Part of the side effects of that is it causes, makes you very lethargic and dizzy. Now, the comeback to that is, well, if I smoke a joint, I'm going to be a little lethargic and dizzy too. You are, but not to the point of what happens to this drug. When you take it, you're just out of it all the time. Like you can't wake up, you can't get moving, your head's spinning most of the time. It's not a way to live. And so the cytokines are increasing that. THC, however, if you're using THC, it slows down the weight loss. It spurs your appetite and it gets you to, of course, to eat more. But what that's doing is it's allowing you to regain that body tissue, that lean body tissue that you lost. Because we've seen it. We've seen people who've had cancer and I hate to say this, but you'll know what I'm talking about. They look like a walking dead person. Mm-hmm. Their body is so emaciated and so used up through the cancer, there's just nothing left.
Pale and thin.
Pale, thin. they almost look like they hadn't eaten in weeks. Like mm-hmm. they've been on a deserted island, hadn't eaten in weeks. THC is going to help let you spur that appetite, gain that lean body tissue back, and it helps keep your body, I don't want to say healthy, but it's keeping it stronger. That lean body tissue's you need it to help fight the cancer.
Which will help it fight. Yeah,
it'll help it. Now, the other thing THC does is it also helps, there's data that shows it helps slow down the growth of the tumor. And part of the reason for that is, of course, we've talked about this, these cannabinoids work through your endocannabinoid system to attach to all the receptors throughout your body. Well, guess what? Cancer uses the endocannabinoid system to move throughout the body. That's how it spreads. And so these cannabinoids are kind of meeting cancer on the same playing field, which is the endocannabinoid system, to fight it. And so that's why it's slowing down that process. And hey, you know, cancer is bad enough, but if you can isolate it versus it just spreading all over the place, you might have a shot. The other thing is it reduces, of course, pain and inflammation. It helps out with vomiting and nausea, and it also helps with symptoms of neuropathy. Now, if you don't know what neuropathy is, a lot of cancer patients get it along with diabetes, and what that is it's a tingling or burning sensation in your extremities, mainly found in your hands and your feet. And it's not like a nice tingling. It's burning. It hurts. And so the THC will help block that pain and help reduce it to make your quality of life a little better. Now, in my studies, they talked about a patient called Ethan. I couldn't tell if Ethan was part of a medical study or if he was giving a testimonial. But what he said I thought was just so real, I had to put this in there. Ethan had lymphoma, and he was taking medicine for all the common side effects. He was taking medicine for pain, anxiety, sleep, nausea. But it wouldn't really improve it. He still had these symptoms. The medicine was working, but the medicine had the side effects to it. So he just traded one problem for another, and his quality of life really wasn't improving. So he decided to wean himself off the medication he was on by taking cannabis edibles, and which makes perfect sense because everybody thinks of cannabis as you smoking a joint. Well, the edibles, they last longer in your system. They'll work anywhere from 6 to 8 hours, depending on the dosage that you took, where smoking's only like two. And of course, smoking's also bad for your lungs, so you don't want to harm your lungs when you're already sick and bring down your immune system. So he was using edibles. He weaned himself off, and here's his response. Well, I was hungry because he was losing body tissue. He goes, I was hungry, but I was nicer to be around. I could sleep. I had more energy. I had less anxiety. And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't even have cancer, and I'll take some of that because I need that in my life.
Quality of life. You know, you're already dealing with enough knowing that you're sick. Let's try to enjoy the time you have.
Correct. And who knows, he might beat it. Cancer is not, you know, a lot of people look at that as a death sentence, but it's not. It all depends on where you are with it and what you're doing to treat it. But and we're going to have this on the show next week, a guy who's beaten cancer. But yes, you can beat it. Now, he said, cannabis wasn't a cure-all. I still have cancer. I mean, it didn't cure his cancer, but it cured it helped with the side effects so much that his quality of life was much different than it was with the medications. And that's what he was going for. Just, can I just get rid of the side effects and take care of that so I can focus on battling cancer? Because when you got those side effects, it's like running in quicksand.
I would say mental, emotional, and physical anguish is only allowing the cancer to take over more.
Correct.
You know, so there's no cure, but this cannabis helps just, give you that quality of life, but set your body up to fight harder, what it sounds like. Even the mental, if you're not stressed, you're sleeping better, that makes you a little happier. It all works together.
Correct. And it's kind of like when I do research for these podcasts, I can't do research when I'm extremely tired or, in my case, let's say I skipped lunch. And so I'm extremely hungry and my stomach is growling and I'm starting to get a little lethargic because I can feel my energy level start going down and I might have some anxiety because I got other things going on. And I'm like, you know what? In order for me to do this right, I got to clear my plate. I got to clear my plate of all these little side effects that are going on so I can focus in on the real battle of what I got to do. So that's what Ethan was doing. Now, as I spoke earlier and we kind of touched on it, there's an increasing data coming in saying that these cannabinoids act as a anti-metastatic tumor therapy, meaning it slows the tumor from spreading, and that's mainly through the endocannabinoid system. But it also says that the THC in the cannabis is boosting your immune system to help fight the cancer. And there's also an overwhelming number of studies that show cancers using the endocannabinoid system to move, and that the endocannabinoid system is the front lines of being able to battle cancer. That's the playing field that you need to be on or be using to help fight it. And I'm sitting here thinking, if I had cancer, I could be the most conservative person in the world, totally against it. Think of cannabis as the devil's lettuce or whatever you want to call it. You know, it's just evil, 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 would never touch it. Mm-hmm. But what I've known through being in my store and talking with people, when you get a disease like cancer, man, you're willing to throw the kitchen sink at it. You're going to do anything you can to beat it. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I could take all these medications for the side effects, but you're telling me there's one medication that I could take that will handle all these side effects, slow down the tumor, possibly slow down the tumor growth in my body, and help boost my immune system to fight it? Well, that's the medication I want, and that's the medication not talked about, and that is cannabis and these cannabinoids.
The pharmaceuticals that are helping with the side effects create their own side effects.
Correct.
And then you'll have one behind it to then help the side effects from the first medicine, and it becomes a cycle. Next thing you know, you have a full weekly planner of meds and pills and
it will never stop. That's right. What my dad said. That's what he meant when he said, look, it's never going to stop because every pill will have a side effect because the pills aren't natural. They're all synthetic. Mm-hmm. And he goes, with synthetics, you're always going to have some type of side effect. Now, there's side effects with cannabis as well, but they're not nearly as bad. I mean, if you're smoking it, your lungs were never meant for smoke. So yeah, it might be better than smoking a cigarette, but you're still getting smoke mm-hmm. in your lungs, which is unhealthy. And there's also, it can cause your, the THC, depending on the dosage, can cause your heart to race, which is not necessarily a good thing. But the side effects, it can cause dry mouth. The side effects from the THC and the cannabis are very mild compared to the side effects of the medicine. And I always looked at it like this. The medicine's not going to make me happy. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I had to pick my poison, I'd pick the THC because even though there might be some minor side effects that aren't as bad and it's taking care of a lot of things which are good, hell, it's put me in a better mood. I mean, Nobody takes 5 or 6 different medications and comes out of it going, I feel so much better. I need to take these every day. They're all wanting to get off of them because the side effects are just dragging them down. Where with the THC, hey, I'm going to be in a whole lot better mood. My perspective of how I'm seeing things is different. And that's going to bring me to our last story of the day. And this is a perfect example of why you need to be doing podcasts. I said it engages you with your audience. I have a customer, has never been in my store. He lives maybe 1,500 miles away from where we live. I don't want to give the location, but he was telling me about a story in the 70s when he was a kid. His mother had gotten cancer, and she had cancer of the foot, which I had never heard of. Mm. His mother had gotten cancer. They were treating it, going to the doctor, but it was only getting worse. It was starting to spread. Dad ended up quitting his job, and they started to travel. And this story I've heard 1,000 times. They start traveling the country, going to all types of different states to meet with different doctors to see who could help them, who could cure this the best. Nothing was working. The cancer started spreading up her leg, got into the lymph nodes. Doctor told him, after like a year or two of doing this, doctor told him, we're going to have to amputate your wife's leg. And by that time, the husband had realized, you know what, we're just going down. And this was the 70s. I mean, I will say the technology in the medical field has gotten a lot better since then. But he goes, we're just going to, you doctors are guessing. Y'all don't know how to handle this. And we're just going down a rabbit hole to where there's no solution and there's no end. And so he goes, I'm taking my wife out of the hospital and we're going to try a different way. And the doctor looked at him and said, you're killing your wife.
Damn.
And he goes, no, I'm trying my best to save her. I'm not trying to kill her. And what he did was he had heard of a doctor, and I think his name was Dr. Kelly, who lived in Colorado and specialized in natural medicine. So he took his wife out of the hospital, went out there. To make a long story short, the wife had been given 6 months to live. They started dealing with natural medications through Dr. Kelly. He said his mom lived another 30 years, totally cancer-free. Now, she was cancer-free for a while, and then she ended up developing breast cancer later on in life, but breast cancer didn't kill her. He said when she got the breast cancer, I asked her, do you remember your regimen with Dr. Kelly? She goes, I sure do. She started doing that regimen again. She ended up beating breast cancer, lived a nice long life, and she ended up dying of natural causes. That's a beautiful story.
And didn't lose her leg.
But
what was the regimen?
Well, he was a kid, so he doesn't remember it all. But he said, you know, it consisted of, and everybody's different. There's not a one size fits all. He said that part of the regimen was, of course, she had to change her diet. And that's one thing that me and my wife are finding out with our brother-in-law is that cancer feeds off sugar, the sugar that's in your body. And he said they cut back their sugar, changed their diet. The lack of sugar kind of starves the cancer cells and starts making them weak. And then he goes, we took a lot of vitamins. She did a lot of different types of essential oils. But he said the one thing that stood out in my mind were the apricot seeds. I'm like, the apricot seeds? He goes, yes. Apricot seeds have a low dose of cyanide in them. Now, cyanide will kill you if you take a high enough dose, but this is a low enough dose to where it's not really going to affect you. But he said, what the doctor told us is your cancer cells looks at the cyanide, that little dose of cyanide within your body, and thinks it's a sugar cell, or not a sugar cell, but a sugar particle. Mm-hmm. And so they want to go attach itself to it and feed on it, because that's what cancer cells do. They attach themselves to the sugar element in your body and feed on it. Well, when they attach themselves to that cyanide compound, it kills them. It kills the cancer cell, and it eventually flushes out of your body. So that's, he said, he vividly remembers that. And that's one of the things he says, I do it every day. I eat 5 apricot seeds a day for the same reason. But it was just a story of how, and this is a two-part story, really. It's a story about how the father felt like the science wasn't helping him, the medical science. And so he went a different route, and luckily they found a way to beat it. And like I said in the other room, you know, we have medical schools all throughout the nation, which are great. But I've never heard of a medical school that practices only natural medicine or studies natural medicine. How come we don't have that? Mm-hmm. I mean, because the medical schools that we have, I mean, they do great jobs. But if you notice, it's all a one-way street down towards pharmaceuticals.
Well, and we know the answer. Yeah. We've talked about it in previous episodes. You know, it's a business.
But everybody I know who's beaten cancer has used natural medicine to beat it. Mm-hmm. I really, and I'm not saying they're not out there, the people that have beaten cancer through chemo and some other things, but for the majority of the people I know that have beat cancer, they didn't do it through conventional medical procedures. Mm-hmm. They did it through natural medicine. A lot of it has to do with changing their diet, and this is just a personal opinion. My wife's a nurse. It's her brother who has cancer, and what we've learned through our research is, like I said earlier, it feeds off the cancer cell. And you think about THC. We have products, CBD products that have small amounts of THC in them. They're not going to make you high, but if you take it every day, that THC will eventually build up in your body. You're not going to get high, but that compound's building up to where, hey, if you took a drug test, you could possibly flunk because you've been taking it for so long, you've built up that in your body. Well, you think about all the processed food we eat. How much of that processed food has cancer-causing carcinogens in them? Now, this food is approved by the FDA because those cancer-causing carcinogens are so small, they're saying, oh, it's really not going to do anything to you. Yes, that one product probably isn't going to do anything to you. But when you look about how many products we use or consume that do, well, my breakfast does, my snack does, my lunch does, my dinner does, my dessert does. You combine all that together, and then you eat that diet for 10, 20 years. It's building up in your system, and that's why when you're 50, 60, or whenever the time frame is based on your body type, you just pop up and have cancer, and you can't figure out where you got it. You probably got it from your diet. I don't have any scientific studies that proves that, but just looking at it, common sense tells me, yeah, it's probably building up in your system over time. You need to really watch what you eat and try to eat more all-natural stuff. That's hard to do because everything in the grocery store is processed, but I would really look at changing your diet to staying healthy, even if you don't have cancer, just as a preventative measure.
So the gentleman that told you the story, did he contact you because he's a listener?
No, he's a customer.
So
and he's a listener.
So, but the podcast connection.
Yeah. He listened to the podcast. He decided to buy something from our online store. And through that, of course, everybody who orders online, I send them a thank you letter. And that thank you letter is not a one size fits all letter that I just spit out. Each one is a little different based on what they ordered and what their need was. And he was so impressed with the product that we sent him. I think he's ordered a bunch of different products, but he goes, look, this is the best product. Like when you say your stuff works, and he goes, I've tried many different things and it all seems to be watered down. It's really hard to get a good one, a good supplier. And that's what he was looking for. He goes, man, this is top notch. This is the best I've seen. He lives out out west. Uh-huh. So that should tell you something way out west where marijuana has been legal for a long time. He goes, your product is the best I've seen. Your customer service is great. You're taking care of us. You're always adding little tidbits of knowledge in there as well. He goes, I'm watching the podcast. I've subscribed. And so that's how he started emailing me and not only thanking me for what I do, but also opening up and start telling me his stories.
And that's just it. You know, you need to send him the direct link for this episode so he can hear or watch this.
I guarantee. Yeah.
And no names here, but sir, thank you for engaging. Of course, thank you for the business and because this is educational, but it's also a way to promote your business. But more importantly, sharing your story. Thank you.
Yes.
More people need to hear your story and other stories like it. So anyone that's watching or listening that can relate and might want to tell us your story, email Ben.
Email me.
For real.
But this isn't just a commercial for SRP Studios, but it's an example of how I would have never known who this guy was. He probably would have never been a customer. I would have never heard his story, never been able to share it with the audience that's listening today if it wasn't for starting the podcast and having that reach outside my mm-hmm. general area and having customers engage with me. That's the beauty of what you provide. And it's just like I walked in my store the other day. There's an old lady at the counter and she looked at me because I'm only there 1 or 2 days a week. She goes, "You're the guy on YouTube."
Awesome.
And she just said, "I just want to shake your hand and say thank you. You have saved our lives." She goes, "I've listened to every single one of your podcasts. It's informative. It's helping us." And that's just part of that reach that I probably wouldn't have had. She would have never known I was the owner.
Absolutely not. So thanks to the watchers and listeners because you're helping build that reach for us. Every time you watch a video, every time you hit a like on the Instagram post for a clip, whatever it may be, the new subscribers coming in, it's awesome. That helps reach these people.
And when I got here today, same thing. You had a guy in your office. He said, and he looked at me and he said, "Hey, I've listened to every episode and become a subscriber," because he has somebody in his family that has an issue. And so they started to learn about it. And that's also being part of that community. We should all look out after each other. But sometimes you don't want to be, nobody wants to be a part of the cancer community because nobody wants to have cancer. But once you get in, you get that diagnosis, you start realizing as you meet other people with cancer, y'all are all looking out after each other because you're all looking for the same thing. You're looking for a solution. And that's where we're going to end it today. And be looking out next week because I think the guest that I'm going to have on who beat cancer, he's going to talk about what he did to beat it. It might not be the right solution for you, but what I've learned is, hey, he might say something and give you a little tidbit of knowledge that's going to help you on your journey and you finding your solution. So I definitely want to have him on just to help because I thank God every day I don't have cancer and I pray for the ones that do. Also, please watch us on YouTube. Please hit the like and subscribe button because that's what keeps us going. I also want to say people out there listening, write your senator or your state representative. I found out yesterday they're coming up with a new bill. I don't even know what the name of the bill is. I emailed my senator, but from what I have found out, it's a bill dealing with hemp products where they want to put all the psychoactive cannabinoids like Delta 8, Delta 9, THCA under the umbrella of medical marijuana. And I believe that's a mistake. One, a lot of customers use our product and are in our store because they can't afford the medical marijuana prices because of how high they are. And they're high because of all the government regulation that goes into it as well. But they're also in there because they have a private issue. They don't want everybody to know their medical history. They don't want to be tracked by the government. They don't want to give up a Second Amendment right. And really, everybody thinks the cannabis industry, medical marijuana, and hemp are the same industry, and we're not. We do the same thing, but they need to be two separate industries because, in short, if they put it under the umbrella of medical marijuana, what it's going to do is those people are not going to turn around and go get a medical card and start paying the higher prices. What they're going to do is they're going to turn to their dealer on the street and start buying stuff that's potentially very unsafe for mm-hmm. them because it could yeah. be laced with something. So please write your senator, write your representative, tell them, you know, the hemp industry wants a seat at the table to discuss this, and we want to help out. We're all for the rules and regulations. They said that they're writing this bill to get all the bad products out of tobacco shops and gas stations, which we are all for because we've talked about how those bad products easily get put into those businesses. But at the same time, by putting it under medical marijuana, you're going to restrict a lot of people from getting it. And studies have shown the more hurdles you put in front of that patient, the more likely they're to go to the street rather than go to a place like mine. So,
and the Second Amendment, anyone that might be joining or, you know, now, and this is their first episode, real quick, the Second Amendment, you don't lose your guns, but it blocks you from buying.
Correct. New. Any gun you have, you get to keep, but you'll never be able to buy another one as long as that medical marijuana card is active. So please write your senator, go to YouTube, like and subscribe to keep us on air. And remember, Hempville CBD, hemp stands for help educate more people. Phil, we all live in the same community. We should all be looking out after each other. Thank you, and I'll talk to you guys next week. If you found this podcast helpful, I'd appreciate it if you took a minute to subscribe, rate, review, and follow us at hempvillecbd.com. This increases the reach to more people who are trying to navigate through the changing cannabis market and its products so that we can create a more knowledgeable consumer. Take a screenshot and tag me in your social stories to friends. It means the world to me to know that this podcast has positively helped you and that we get to be a part of your journey. Thank you, and until next time, here's to a better life.